Today's Cotton News Line is One Cut. It features Kevin Burkett, Extension Associate with the Clemson University Agribusiness Program. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
With a stronger equity base, it allows them to keep and own more of the farm, but make sure that when they're earning revenues that, okay, we've got revenue coming into the farm. If we have less loan payments and less interest payments that we have to make, then we're actually keeping more of that money in the farm. Farming in general is pretty capital intensive, so we know that sometimes borrowing money is necessary, and it may be something that we have to do. But I think the goal is that, well, maybe we can just continue to build our equity. We want to keep more of that revenue in the business. So the other thing I would say with a farm being really familiar with their financials is if year over year, let's say they're able to have a 5% increase in revenues, but a 5% decrease in their expenses, that may not sound like a lot, but it can really be cumulative over time and have a big effect over time. So when we see their tire prices, it may be that most farms are making money at that standpoint. But when we see there's a downturn and there are lower prices and all these other pressures in the market, it could be a real challenge for farms to make money. So those that are familiar with their numbers and say are continually year over year, maybe having a 5% change in their revenues or their expenses, those are the ones that, you know, maybe they're squeezing out just a little bit more out of their production. And so maybe they're still able to maintain profitability in those really challenging environments.